hope you're tucked in, cause you are now in bed with Dr. Sue.
Hello, my sweet listeners. I'm back with yet another delicious dominatrix on the Summer of Domination on In Bed with Dr. Sue. On today's show, I have with me Mistress Peyton, and I have to say that I can't imagine a world without Peyton in it, quite honestly. Because you're about to meet one of the most charming, sweet, and sexy ladies in our community. She's a stunningly beautiful Southern belle who has managed to not only maintain her Southern values, but also her spirituality without losing her power. When I think of the word lovely, Peyton comes to mind, which to me makes her even more dangerous. What do I mean by that? Well, here's a true lady who will smile and serve you some tasty lemonade on a hot summer day. But boys, be careful, because that drink probably contains some arsenic. I'll let you think about that as I bring you the lovely Peyton right after this. Maxim magazine calls it one of the 100 things to do before you die. The Los Angeles Times calls it the mother of all Halloween blowouts.
Saturday, October 31st, Halloween night, at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. It's the 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball.
That's right, fellow freaks. The Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, and the insanity will be mind-blowing. Three giant rooms on two levels provide you with 6 hours of erotic intensity and entertainment, featuring the Psycho Circus, Phantom's Lair, the Red Room of Pleasure, and the Human Zoo, along with the hottest DJs in Vegas and LA burning up the dance floor. And don't miss the Lifestyles Expo, where you can pick up all your kinky toys and meet some of the sexiest folks in fetish. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is going to be huge, and I've scored you a discount on your tickets. Simply go to wanttickets.com/rubber to save $10 on each general admission ticket you buy. Get your tickets now, because the price goes up the closer it gets to Halloween. Right now is the best time to buy. Go to wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER to get your discount. And don't forget to grab your VIP tickets for even more freaky fun while you're there. That's wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, Halloween night. Join me, I dare you.
We have with us today the beautiful Peyton. And you might know her on Twitter as Peyton Breaks You, but we're going to find out just how she breaks you. So, how are you doing, Peyton?
I'm really good. How are you?
I am excellent. I've been asking all the ladies how they like to be addressed. So if a sub gets in touch with you, are you Mistress Peyton?
Yes,
how do you like
absolutely
to be addressed?
Absolutely, Mistress Peyton.
Okay. So let me ask you, when you knew this was something you wanted to do, when did you know you were dominant?
Well, pretty much my whole life I've been the go-getter and find that vanilla situations in life are very boring and they don't work. It always seems to work out a little bit better whenever I have a person or a situation where it's easy to toy with them and arouse their senses. I believe that your mind, your brain, is the largest sex organ on our body, and I think that sex can start right there in your head before it ever actually physically would take place.
So do you do real-time sessions or are you primarily online?
Primarily online only. I do have a person that I see, but it's more like a personal relationship.
Ah, okay. So don't hit up Mistress Peyton if you want to have a real-time session because she's online only, right?
Right.
What do you think about female supremacy?
I believe that, especially from being from the South, that women have been put down, walked over, made to be seen, not heard, their opinion doesn't count, things like that. I believe that female supremacy is a good thing. I also think that within reason and the way that we handle ourselves, I believe that it's our time. It's our time to rise up and take control of our own lives, be responsible for our own selves, and yeah.
But do you think all women are better than men?
I think that in that role, if you were to role reverse, I wouldn't say that women are better than men. I would not say that. I think it's time for us to stand up and be strong.
So, okay, so then you're not for female supremacy.
Well, I guess I am. I don't necessarily believe that all women are better than men, but I think that comes from how much I respect my father, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's perfectly fine.
I'm a daddy's girl.
That's your opinion. You are allowed to feel the things you want to feel.
Right. So I'm a daddy's girl, so I wouldn't necessarily say that all women are better than men. I think that you can insert yourself in that role. But I'm all for female supremacy, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So a sub's coming to see you or, you know, obviously getting in touch with you online. What are your kinks? What are the things that you enjoy doing? And what are the things that are off limit?
Let's start with off limits.
Okay.
I absolutely, and you know, I'm sure you know this, I absolutely cannot deal with someone coming to me wanting to blur the lines as far as age goes.
Why? Have you had a lot of young guys getting in touch with you?
I do.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
It is. And they also would like for me to say that they're much younger. Much younger. I don't...
So they want to do age play, so they're not necessarily young coming to you, but they want to do some kind of age play?
Right. Some of them are young, though.
Oh, really? That's so odd.
20, 22.
That's why you're attracting the little guys.
I just will not do the age play. I don't like anything to do with bodily fluids outside of the norm. That, to me, I have a weak stomach for that, I guess you could say. And incest is something else that I really don't like to toy with at all.
It's really not something any of us should be toying with. It is prevalent. I will say it is very prevalent, but it's not a good thing to indulge even from a psychological point of view. It's not smart to go down that road anyway. So
I agree.
That's probably a good idea.
It's sort of a... And again, that probably goes back to what I was saying, being a daddy's girl.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you got a lot of guys going, ooh, daddy's girl.
Yeah, no.
So what are the things you will do? Like, let's put it this way. What's your greatest asset? What's the thing that most people come to you for?
I would have to say my greatest asset is the ability to be sensual and then flip the switch in the same moment and be very, very controlling or dominant, almost downright evil. I think that's what a lot of people enjoy about the type of domination I offer them. It starts out really sweet, and then, you know.
I was going to say, you have that whole, your accent's beautiful. You have that perfect Southern Belle thing going on, and you can just pull them in with all your sugar sweetness and then flip the switch. That's incredibly cool.
It's frightening to some of them, and then addictive. You know, they say it's really, really addictive, and that they have hardly met someone that can flip it just like that on them. And I enjoy it a lot.
Well, it's fun to do. And so you're really into kind of toying with their minds then?
A complete mindfuck.
Do you like doing things like CBT? And...
I do.
And I understand you work with hypnosis.
I do. Going down that road with a couple, well, you know, like a select few clients that really enjoy it. They really enjoy me getting in their head, figuring out what it is that they want, and then coercing them, I guess you could say. Some of them like to be coerced and have triggers and things like that put in, and it's effective.
So where'd you get your training?
I have trained from an online course in California.
Oh, cool. So you're certified and the whole bit?
Yes.
That's a good thing to know, because I always tell the guys to try and make sure that you're going to someone who has actually been trained and not just picked up a book from Amazon.
Right, no.
That's really cool. So do you do, like, recordings and things like that?
I haven't yet done those, you know, the actual recordings to put on for goodies or paid views. Not yet.
Are you going to go, is that like something you want to do down the line?
It is something that I want to do down the line. I'm just not sure if I will at this point.
What's the worst thing a submissive has asked from you or for you to do?
Oh, this is a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, good. This is what we want. I want to know your pet peeve. What drives you mental?
This just drives me crazy. I have a cam line that I was planning on making it a full-time situation, but it was just over and over and over again, people want to see my boobs. They want to see other parts of my body that I'm not offering up. You can see me
That's actually a really good point to bring up, is that a lot of the guys think, and especially when you're younger, because you are a young, beautiful woman, and I think the younger the dom is, the younger the girl is, the more they want to see your goodies. And it's extremely disrespectful, but I also think at the same time they try to go to the younger ones because they try to manipulate you into doing it.
Absolutely. And just recently, I'm always there for instruction. I always have been. That was my whole thing. And even from the jump, there's a little disclaimer across my page that says, you're not going to get the tatas, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
But still, they get on there and they're like, well, let me see your cleavage, or let me see this, or let me see that. I'm like, no. And I've, you know, disconnected calls with people because they're so adamant that they see my rear, or they see, you know, it's just no.
So you're not going to be the type of dom who's out there, you know, flashing cleavage and flashing her butt in order to entice men to come in?
No, ma'am. I am there strictly for instructional purposes. I mean, I'm perfectly fine with going online, getting on here and watching a person do whatever they want to do or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not playing along. And when I say playing along, I don't have props. I'm not going to pull out a big 9-inch black dildo and stroke it for you. I'm just not. I feel like the guys are there to be the submissive and that they should be respectful at all times. My limits are my limits. And I understand they have limits too.
Because you are a lady. No, I'm very serious. And I have said many, many times that I think we should adopt more Southern values because women tend to be. I mean, obviously there's going to be exceptions to every rule. But women tend to be more ladylike from the South. You know, you just said to me, yes, ma'am. That's what I want everybody to return to, are those values. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. No, sir. Until someone disrespects you, that's the way it should be.
Yes, ma'am. It is.
Exactly. And it would be nice. So that's what I'm getting from you, is the fact that you have these really good Southern values, and you are one of the very few who aren't going to sit there and jeopardize those values for a dollar.
No, ma'am. I'm not. I just, no. I know it's not the daddy's girl, quotation fingers. It's not, you understand. It's just that my
family. No, it's not. No, it's you have okay. Respect for yourself.
As well as
that's
others.
What it
I
is.
Do. Thank you.
That's something that's extremely rare. And I think that's where your real claim to fame is this, you know, you're not going to sell yourself out. And I think that's incredible. Because a lot of women do.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with the people who want to show the tatas and want to show whatever. I give them props. It's just for myself. I wouldn't be able to lay my head down at night feeling like I had pimped myself out like that. And I don't mean disrespect towards other people at all. That's a personal choice for me. And there are plenty of other women who work the cam lines, and they do. They have their own style, their own tips and tricks that they use, and that works. That works for them. That's just who they are, their persona, what they want to put out there. Like I said, it's just a personal choice.
I think it's great to hear because, like I said, a lot of people do end up selling out, and you're right. There is a person out there for everybody, if not at least 100 guys for every girl. And no, it's true. And actually, in one of the other interviews we were discussing, I was discussing with Bella, that I think it's coming from this thought that there's not enough to go around, and that's what causes all the infighting.
But there
with
is
all the
enough
women.
To go.
Oh my Lord, there's. That's why I love seeing all the different women, and why I'm doing this, because it doesn't matter who you speak to. Each person has their own individual little flair, their own little take on things, and every single woman is different. So I don't want anybody to think, well, you know, oh, Peyton's doing hypnosis now, I can't do it. Matter of fact, Peyton said that to me at the beginning. Do you think it's a conflict of interest because I do hypnosis? Absolutely not. We are two different people.
Absolutely.
My style is going to be different from your style, which is going to be different from the next person's style. There's nothing wrong with it.
And I like the fact that you talk about the infighting for the reason of I have always felt like that if we women stick together and help one another, it would be so much more productive than to be catty, ugly, and hateful. I do not understand it. I see it happen all the time online with people. I'll go read forums, and they're not very kind to one another, but I really do wish that we, more of us, could band together and learn from one another and stop sticking each other in the back the way it happens. It's sad. It really
is. And it's unnecessary. It doesn't need to be that way, and Bella's right. It's coming from a mindset of there's not enough out there for me, so I have to take her down. And it's like, no, you don't. Just
there's plenty to go around.
There's so much to go around.
If you work hard and you're true to what you say, I mean, you know, you're not running a scam. And I don't mean that personally about anybody that I've seen, so I just want to put that up there. But I'm saying if you're true to yourself and you're true to what you're doing and you believe in what you're doing, you enjoy what you're doing, and you work hard, you're gonna achieve higher than other, higher standards. You're going to make that standard better than the ones who just sit there and wait and don't really do anything to help themselves.
Well, it's not even that. It's that they tend to focus so much on what's going on around them instead of their own businesses. It's you know, you just said it. Focus on your business. Focus on making your business huge. Success is always going to be the best revenge, and getting into cat fights only entertains the boys. It does nothing. That's all it does. And actually, you will lose more subs that way by fighting online than you will ever, because it does not make you look good.
I would like to add, too, that part of the reason why I'm not, or I used to not be that active on Twitter and other, you know, social media is due to the fact of all the, you know, yaya back and forth between the ladies. And I do feel bad that that happens.
And like you said, it shouldn't need to be that way. And a lot of girls shy away from social media for that reason. And because you do have the trolls. Sorry, ladies. You know who you are. And you know that you're miserable because everything you post is miserable and it's always pointing fingers. Turn that inward, work on your business, and oh my God, you're going to be so busy you're not even going to notice who's around you. Because haven't you noticed that? Half the time the really good dons, they don't have time for a lot of social media.
That is true. So true. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying there are so many things to do in a day. Sometimes I'm awake at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm awake still at 1 o'clock in the morning because I just can't get through my little punch list.
Mm-hmm.
It's always
exactly.
Something. I mean, there's always ways to make your site better, SEO, and there's always ways that you can promote yourself other than just being ugly.
And it really does reflect on you. It reflects on your business when you're that negative all the time. So, okay, let's move out of that. So you enjoy CBT, you enjoy doing it. I would say you're like a mind fucker. You love getting in and fucking with people's minds.
I love,
and men love that.
I do love it. And it starts out, like I said, you know, really sweet, and I find out lots and lots information about them and things that really get them hot and bothered, and I use the hot and bothered against them.
And that's exactly, for those of you who are new, listen to what she just said. That is, in a nutshell, exactly what all men are looking for. They want to be felt like they have been, should say, fucked over. They want to know that you flipped the switch on them because that's very, very erotic to them.
It is. I mean, you could be having a conversation the same as we are right now, and in 2 seconds be like, what are you doing? And they're like, I'm sorry.
And they also don't realize that you're actually sitting there making notes.
Absolutely. You should see my computer. I have so many notes in each person's file account, this, that. I know their name, you know, what they like, what they don't like. And, I, you know, back to limits, I'm not totally exempt from crossing a person's line. And I think the first couple of times that happened, they were so shocked that I did. And I was so shocked that I did. It was just one of those things that comes right out of you. You know, you're pushing, you're pushing, you're pushing, you're pushing. Before you know it, they're crying. I can believe it.
And do you find that, okay, so in that moment, when you've pushed him and you've broken him, do you find that hot?
I actually do.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's, okay, so gentlemen, that's where the flip is. When you guys break, that's where we shine. That's where we're sitting there going, yeah, that's great.
I mean, you know, there's sometimes you just have to fan your face when all that's over.
Like a good Southern lady. Go get your fan and just, woo, that was beautiful. Just, you know, hearing those tears, that just made my day.
Congratulations.
Exactly. Pat yourself on the back. Pat him on the back. Look what you just did. That's so cool.
I usually pat them on the back because it is amazing when they're broken like that. And you can actually hear the emotion and they're shaking. And
because it's actually very, and people will go, oh my God, how horrible of you to do that to somebody. Now, hold on. That one, it's what they want. Two, it's a very beautiful thing to see. When I was doing pro-dom work, when you would break a sub during, say, for example, if they were into any kind of physical pain. So you're using a riding crop, just as an example.
Right.
And when you break them, and like you said, they are breaking. They're done. They're down. They're an emotional mess. It's actually, although it sounds horrible, incredibly cathartic to them.
It is.
It makes them, they love it because it breaks them down and allows them to let all of that out. Because think about what men go through.
They do. They carry the weight.
They carry the weight. It's like, and they're made to be that. Like, we
strong,
mold them
always
to
strong,
do that.
Right.
But they don't have to be.
And that's true.
And
they don't.
Yeah. But they, this is what they're carrying. And especially submissive men. Look at the fact that, okay, if you're sexually submissive, first of all, it's frowned upon if you're male.
And the wives usually hate it.
Exactly. So, okay, so he's got to be Mr. Alpha Male 24/7. And that's not who you are deep inside. It's no different. You guys can argue this with me. It's no different than being transgendered and being forced to live as a male if you're female and vice versa.
You're absolutely right, because here's a man walking around all day carrying the weight of the world, the family, the this, the that. He has so much responsibility on him. And that's what we're here for, is to provide that safe, structured environment that they can be who they are.
And it allows them that freedom. And that, when they're breaking, that's what that is. It's finally, you would think, oh, well, as soon as they drop to their knees when they walk in the door, then that's when they're broken.
That's
not true. No, because they're still putting that front up. It's still there. And it's that you're breaking through that wall of it's okay not to be strong. And when they finally let it go, that's the emotion you're seeing. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Aftercare is also a beautiful thing.
It you know what? It really is. I always liked aftercare, but then it's because I'm such a mommy. But it just, you know, I just always thought it was an incredibly personal, intimate thing to see someone let that out.
I just believe that when a person has broke, most of the time they're like, oh, damn, I got to go, and they want to hang up. But if you keep them there and you tell them it's okay and you talk through it and you build these bonds that are amazing with people, bonds that I'm pretty sure if you were to take a poll, they would tell you at times they feel closer to mistress than they do their own family that they live with every day, wife, whatever.
And that's simply because of that forced front that they have to put on. And that's why doing this gives them that outlet.
Absolutely.
The ability to be able to just throw it all down and say, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to have to think anymore. You think for me. Well, a wife isn't going to want that.
No, she wants him to make the decisions.
Exactly. She wants her man to be, quote unquote, a real man. And after a while, you know, I'm sorry. There's times when I get tired of being in control. I'm a control freak. And it's tiring, my friends. It is tiring. It's like when you're a control freak. And most of these guys aren't even control freaks. They're just made to be that way. It's like, no, you have to be this way. You got to be the one doing everything. So that's hard. That's a hard thing to be going through.
It is.
So I always say it takes great balls to be a submissive.
It does.
It really does.
Especially for the ones who have these dark, dark thoughts, as they always put it, and they're really embarrassed to talk about it, and they want to know, you know, the opinion of, what do you think about me thinking about this guy's cock? And I'm like, wow, when did that happen? You know, when did it first start? I mean, usually you start out a conversation like that, and before you know it, it's flipped to something else, and it progressed mm-hmm. from there. The evolution has started, and I find those types of conversations when people are really bearing their soul. It doesn't always mm-hmm. happen first call, second call. Sometimes, you know, you have to get that trust level established, but when you really get to the meat of the matter, I love my job.
And that's what makes the really good DOMs different from the ones who are just in it really quickly. Sure, women are going to jump on this and run through it as quick as they can lots of times. I mean, there's going to be girls that go on it just for the summer and, you know, it's not really who they are. It's the ones where this is really who they are. They love what they do. I have people that say to me, well, you must hate men. Absolutely the exact opposite. You have to love men. You have to love men to do what we do. Because if you didn't, it would never work.
All parts of them.
Exactly. And because I think that's a big misconception, is that dominant women hate men.
And that's not true at all.
Can't be. It's absolutely impossible. If you hate men, you will never survive in this work.
Yeah.
Because you're with them all the time. I happen to enjoy the company of men over women. I would rather sit
Thank
in a group full of men ever than I would sit with a
Thank
bunch of women.
Thank you. They are so supportive. Now, don't get me wrong. There are females, women around who are nurturing to who we are as individuals and things like that. But for the most part, if you put 20 females in a room, there's going to be 4, 5, 6 of them
mm-hmm.
who can't stand one another for no obvious reason than the way they look, the way they sound, the way they smell, the way they talk.
Absolutely.
A female around 20 males, and each one of those gentlemen, as I would call them, are going to find something good to say about you. Each one of them specifically will have something nice to say. I love that. I love that about me.
And they get over shit quicker. They don't carry, you know, grudges. You ever notice that with guys? It's like even when they're pissed at each other, they basically, you know, they might even throw a couple punches, done. And it's done. It's done.
They're like, yeah,
women,
bro,
no, no, no. Women drag dead horses behind them until they're rotten, stinking bodies. It's just the way we are.
That's
why I don't like hanging with them.
To do that, I try to really, really get over myself. I mean, I have gotten, like, really frustrated, not with one person in particular, but, like, with situations or things, like I read on social media. It's like, why? Why? And it really, I find myself sometimes reading something that they've written, and not to sound catty myself, but I'm just trying to say, it's like, why do you, you know, put out so much negativity, or why do you have to build yourself so far up? And then obviously, you know, they're talking about one another. Why do that? It's just so, and then I find myself forming the opinion, well, I don't like her. And I'm like, you know, self, you don't know her and you don't know what she's going through. So check it. I try to be like that with everything in life. I always try to see other people's sides to the story and not hold and harbor anger and bitterness and be upset. But it's hard sometimes. It is.
It is, and we have to remember that absolutely every single person on this planet is going through their own battles. They are dealing with their own things in their own heads that you could never put someone down as much as they're putting themselves down in their own minds.
That's
so
true.
It's, you know, hurt people, and it's true.
And we've all been hurt,
so,
and we've all hurt people.
Right? Mm-hmm. So none of us are perfect. None of us are better than one another. That's why when we were discussing competition, there is no one Dom better than the next Dom. There just isn't.
No, there's not.
So I have guys who will call me, and I'll work with them on, you know, placing someone with a Dom. And so, people don't get that. It's hilarious. I'll go, okay, I know this one. This one's really good. She's perfect for you. And I'm like matchmaking with Dom and
myself,
stuff.
You know?
I know. And it's like, why would you do that? Because, first of all, I don't do a lot of domination anymore, but the second of all, if I know he's going to get a really good experience with someone because they're really good in a certain area, of course I'm going to send him over there because I want him to have a really good experience, and that's just the way it is. So that's why fighting is stupid, but I know sometimes girls will be like, why would Dr. Sue send this guy to me? This doesn't make sense to me. Why wouldn't she keep him herself? Because I don't care.
Right.
I want everybody to be happy.
We don't cater to.
Yeah, something that doesn't interest me, but it may interest you, or it may be your forte. So therefore, yeah, go right over there and get it done. FinDom, do you consider yourself a financial dominatrix or not really?
Huh.
Tough, because as I have said many times, the only way that you can serve an online Dom is financially. It's the only way it can be done. Sorry, guys, can't scrub floors. you know, it's the only way that you can do it.
Hard way. When I say the hard way, with social media, Yahoo Messenger, things like that, I had to learn the hard way that people will take advantage of you so many ways. Guys, shame on you. Don't get in my Yahoo and stay there all day and never have purchased a call. You're trying to get a freebie and shame, 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 shame. My time is valuable. I'm there. I mean...
Yeah, and I think in the sex industry, the people who work in the sex industry are discarded very, very easily in the sense of we are disrespected faster because of what we do. It's like we were discussing the other night. Don't hang up on me after you have an orgasm. It is so incredibly
rude. It's rude.
It's beyond rude, gentlemen. It's so simple. Just say thank you, goodbye. It's so simple. I'm not going to keep you on the phone. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, your job's done. Don't worry about it.
It's like, okay, you did your job, click.
But hanging up, just click, excuse me? I'm not some sort of robot on the other end that just,
you're not
they just played a recording for. Like, it's, yeah, like, I'm a human being. You hang up on me, it's rude.
Yes, ma'am.
So I would say that's a pet peeve of mine. Stop hanging up after you come. It's rude.
Right. And then back to your original question, do I do financial domination? I do. I absolutely do. Who wouldn't want to do financial domination?
And I think that's what I mean. With online work, it's inherent anyways. It's like if you're working online, that's just kind of part of the bag anyways. You kind of have to learn financial domination, even if you don't want to do it, because it is part of the game. It is part of being online. It's the only way to do it. And you're going to have a lot of guys coming to you for that. And financial domination is fun, or can be. Depends on the person.
It is fun. I agree. What I don't understand, and I realize that a lot of people want to be called names, and they want to be put down, and they want to be told this, and they want to be told that. But what the part of financial domination I don't really like is telling a person that they're nothing but a little pig and that they're nothing but a wallet and things like that, because...
So you have a problem with humiliation?
Not humiliation per se. When it comes to the financial part of it, that bothers me. It bothers me a lot. And I think it's because I value money so much. Sitting there going, pay, 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 pay. You know, after a while I'm like, dang, does he have that much money, really?
So do you feel guilty sometimes?
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely.
Do you really? That's, you know what, that's a really honest thing to say, because most women go, I don't care.
I do care. I mean, I think the largest, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I'm not a person that's trying to hide behind anything. I think it's important to be honest. That's why I'm fixing to tell you what I'm fixing to tell you. Okay. I think the largest tribute that I had ever received was like $700. I nearly died. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh God, that broke my heart.
Because there you go, Southern values. The first thing you're thinking of is, well, I hope I didn't end up taking that from someone's mouth.
Absolutely. That is what I thought. Yeah. That is what I thought. And what had prompted my heart to be like, oh no, was that a person had been on the line with me for like 2 hours. And then there's a $750 tribute. I was like, oh man, how do we even do this?
Yeah. And then the guilt starts rolling in and you're like, oh, but this guy, what is he going to, yeah. You do that from time to time. I will admit I've done it myself. I'm quite sure everybody's done it. There's times and the other thing is you really like your subs.
I do.
So you don't, and you kind of like, okay, I don't mind taking them to the nth degree, but at the same time, I'm not going to do this and put you into the poorhouse, despite the fact that you may want that.
Absolutely.
Because I don't think it's necessary. It's like the heroin addict trying to get the ultimate high.
You know,
you're not going to get it.
If you want a tribute, please tribute. It helps way more than you know. I'm a girl, a single girl that had, not single, 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 but you understand what I'm saying. I'm doing it for myself. And those tributes help way more than they know. I mean, there's been times when I'm going, oh man, this phone is not ringing. What am I going to do? And just thinking to myself and then turn around and I've got tribute, tribute, tribute. And it's like, wow, somebody out there was really thinking about me today, and thank you. I do appreciate them.
That's another thing. There can be very big fights over, should you say thank you? Why would you say thank you to a submissive?
To show them respect. You have to show them
respect. Why would you respect a submissive?
because they deserve respect. They're putting themselves in the place of letting us control everything for them. To me, that's an honor. If someone chooses me out of all the girls, all the females, all the dominants on Night Flirt, if they choose me over all of them, I'm grateful for that. Obviously, they saw something in me that made them choose me. So, yes, I'm going to thank them. I send out thank yous to just about everybody that sends me tributes. If I've missed anybody, I'm really sorry. Thank you.
But do you think that makes you less of a dom?
No, ma'am. Not at all. Not at all. I think that it shows that I respect them. I mean, I ask them to respect me. I demand that they respect me. Don't call me a bitch, whore, this, that. No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not.
Exactly.
Some people's gotten that messed up when they called my line. And they're like, hey, babe. And I'm like, uh-uh. No, 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 no. No way. We're not going to do the hey babe thing.
Yeah, but I get that a lot too. A couple of the other doms I've talked to have get that a lot. Gentlemen, please do not ever, ever call a dominatrix and start off with hey babe. There's a lot of you that do that. And that is not how you greet a dom. That's how you greet a regular phone sex worker.
Yes, ma'am.
She's your babe.
Yes,
I'm not.
Ma'am. Absolutely. That is like one of my little, don't do it.
And it actually says a lot about you, because that's telling me you're not really submissive. Just saying, you're not in a submissive frame of mind if you start off a conversation that
way. Hey, babe. And my other favorite pet peeve is, I think what they do is they're not sitting there in front of the computer. Maybe they hear our voice and they're like, oh, I really like her. And they, and you know, push whatever to connect. So they connect. And then the next thing you hear is, hey, do you want to suck my dick? I'm like, hey, do you want to suck my dick?
That's how you do it.
Do you want to suck my dick? I mean, you obviously have me messed up. Am I going to suck your dick? No way, babe. No. No, not going to happen today.
I have to admit, I don't get that a lot. I haven't had that in a bit. And yeah, but I know it can be really annoying because they don't pay attention. They do, actually, a lot of them don't even, I think they just kind of flip through and just grab the first chick they see. And they don't even notice that you're a dominatrix.
I don't mean disrespect to anybody. I mean, you do what you do. You love what you do, obviously. I mean, you're here. We're all here for the same reason. We mm-hmm. love what we do, I hope. It's just, that's not one thing that I love.
Yeah, because it regardless of what you think, it is disrespectful to start a conversation. Personally, I think it's disrespectful to start a conversation with that, even with a phone sex worker. Until you know her, no.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, you can't sit there and go, oh, well, phone sex workers are beneath dominatrixes. Bullshit.
Mm-mm.
They take more crap than anybody you will ever, because I have done regular phone
I
sex years
too,
ago.
And
I'll tell you, I would.
Bottom of,
oh, my God. I have the greatest respect for those women. I took it for less than 3 days. And I was like, no, I can't do, I'm not going to listen to this. Because, I mean, the men are horrible to them.
They are. And I agree with you. Any lady who can put up with some of the things, yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, gentlemen. I know, because most of you that are listening to this are submissive. You have no concept of the things that were said to me, and I'm quite sure said to Peyton and said to all these girls. You just sit there going, oh, my God. I actually was like, because one guy was like, I'm going to choke the crap out of you.
Yes.
Die.
I'm getting stab and this. I was shaking. I was like, I can't do this.
Like, that's how violent it gets. So I have great respect for what they do, because that's very hard on the mind to do all day long.
I can't imagine, like, at the end of the day or morning or evening, I cannot imagine what it must take to shake some of that off.
It is. It's horrifying, because I just don't know how they do it. It's why I have great respect for them. Don't you ever treat them with disrespect. It doesn't matter who it is. If a man should be a gentleman until the woman shows you otherwise.
Absolutely.
So, doesn't matter what they're doing. But again, sex workers tend to get tossed really quick.
I think that that's sad. Also, what you said is true. The guys do not have any concept of what it is that we do, actually do. For those of us who aren't just sitting back, waiting on calls, I know that there are girls that do that because I've read about it everywhere. for those of us that are really, really working, we're working. We're blogging. We're advertising. We're tweaking something on our websites. We're studying, trying to find new ways to keep fresh on things. It's hard work. It really is hard work. And sometimes us multitasking,
It does. It gets to be a lot, and you guys don't realize that this is a business.
It's not that we're sitting back just playing with our strap on.
Yeah, we're not sitting there with a strap on, just kind of stroking it, waiting for the next call. Sorry, guys. I'd love to say that's true. It's right up there with, I'm sorry, but most Playboy girls don't sit there in baby dolls having pillow fights. I know that's dream crushing for some of you too, but
you just shattered so many dreams.
I know. I'm sorry, but you guys, it doesn't happen.
You broke their little heart.
Like all porn is real. No, they're doing a job. Everybody's like, yeah, but they're having a good time. It depends. There's going to be a lot of factors in that. So same with hookers, same with all of it. Any sex worker, respect, number one.
Absolutely.
Which is why we said the other night, buy porn. Don't look at free porn. Buy your porn.
Thank you. Buy your porn.
Buy your porn.
I mean it.
Buy your porn. So what do you do when you're not doing all this? What do you do in your free time? Like, is this what you do for a living, or is this something you do on the side?
This is what I do for a living.
What do you do to chill?
I have a large family, sisters and that I love, love, love. I spend a lot of time with them, and then I have I don't even know how to say this. I have a church that I love.
No, you know what? I'm glad you're saying that, because there's a lot of times that people think that, again, anyone in the sex industry is completely immoral. Please tell them that's not true.
That is not true. I mean, I have a conscience. I like to hold myself accountable. That's why I always tell you, boys, be careful what you ask me for, because I'm going to give it to you. I have to sleep with myself at night. So, for those of you who are saying, I'm married, I have 19 kids, and I want to go to a glory hole, be sure that's really what you want, because I will help you find a way to make that happen, and I want proof. Yes, we do have consciences. We do carry ourselves accountable for everything that we're involved. Well, I do, that I'm involved in, and I have a church that I love very much, and I have a church family as well as my other family, and I'm involved in that. So that's what I do.
That's really awesome. Because that's what keeps you grounded, and it keeps you, you know, because let's face it, when people are telling you you're fantastic all day long, you can get a big head.
Absolutely, you can.
You can get a little bit, and I've seen women turn. I've seen women, like I say, they buy their own press, and then, oh, honey, please don't do that, because you really, your shit still stinks, honey.
It does.
So, yeah, I am so glad to hear that. I think that's so cool, because that's your thing. That's something that makes you chill, and I think that's wonderful. How do you think you're different from everybody? I know why you're different, but how do you think you're different?
I give people 100% of me. When I say that, I have little questionnaires and things that we do that I have that they fill out for me. And when they fill it out, I take the time to actually read it, respond to them, keep notes on it. And then they cannot talk to me again for like 2, 3, 4, 5 months. And then they'll be like, hey, do you remember me? And I'm like, well, yes, I do.
Yeah, because you've got paperwork on it.
And I can go back and talk to them about it. And I think that it really stands out for me, that, you know, if it's a person that's wanting to take a transformation and be more feminine, they want to be more girly or whatever, but they've never done that before, well, I put in time and go look up, you know, different things for them. I'm not saying I'm the master of it all. I'm just saying there's things out there that people are doing these days I never knew about.
Mm-hmm.
I go look up different websites, references, and things like that, and I have them actually study. I put a study guide together for them, and you know, that to me is important, that you spend time with someone who is obviously not sure what they want. You let them make their own decisions and communicate with them. I like to tell the people that I talk to that, you know, be careful, you know, what you ask for, and don't come at me with games. Don't be like, oh, well, I want to do this, 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 and this. Well, I'm going to hold you accountable. You know what I'm saying? I do. I hold them accountable for what it is they say they want. I take it serious. That, to me, is probably different than a lot of people.
Well, and that, in and of itself, when you're delivering a business, which is what you're doing, you know, you're giving them what they're asking for. So, exactly. Be careful what you're asking for, because she's going to give it to you because that's what you just asked for. So don't whine that you weren't supposed to do it, for real. Well, then don't ask. there's lots of people that do that. Where do you think you're going to be 30 years from now?
That's a hard question. 30 years.
Like, do you want to do the typical white picket fence, 2.5 children, dog, cat in the yard, wonderful husband thing?
No way. No way.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to travel?
I do want to travel. I really do. One day I really want to make it out to SETCon.
Good. That's a goal number one right there.
There's places that I want to see. Places, you know, Montana has beautiful see-through lakes.
And there's not a lot of those left.
There are not. And there's just a lot of places I want to see. I actually want to travel abroad eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my end goal would be to be able to look back over my life and say, no one got that for me. I got it for myself.
Good girl.
I didn't
That's
have to
beautiful.
Have, you know, a spouse or a boyfriend or whoever to provide for me, that I have provided for myself. And, you know, it's a good feeling to go outside and click, click on my car and get in there and know that I did that.
Is there anything that you want anyone to know about you that we haven't covered?
I guess I might have sounded a little harsh when I say careful what you ask me for. I'm all for fantasy, role play, things like that, as long as it stands within topics that I can't, you know, like I said, I have hard limits. So when mm-hmm. I say fantasy, role play, things like that, I'm all for it. I love, love, love getting in your head and figuring all that out for you and taking you over the edge when it comes to that. Just say that up front, that it's a fantasy. That's one thing I really wanted to get out there, that I'm not all, oh, well, this has to be for real. I'm not like that, no.
So in other words, what you're saying is that you're not owning them for real. You're not worried about the guys that call up and just want a fantasy for half an hour and then walk away from it.
That's fine with me. I mean,
see, to be fair, there's a lot of women that are like, well, unless you're going to stick around and do this, and they don't want you there. So you're willing to take the guys that just are feeling submissive for half an hour.
Right.
And have fun with
they
it.
They don't necessarily, you know, everybody has fantasies. I have fantasies. You have fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is perfectly fine. In fact, sometimes when it's just a drive-by, it's refreshing.
You have the best laugh.
Hi.
Does she not have the best laugh?
Thank you.
Just the best laugh.
All right. I want to thank you for having me as your guest. It's very, very uplifting.
Aw, that's very sweet of you, Peyton. I'm very, very, very happy that you're here because, like I said, I love all the different mix of women. And you are so unique and so wonderful, and I'm so happy that you were able to do this for me.
Thank you so much. You're pretty unique and wonderful yourself.
Thank you, sweet pea. And as usual, if you want to hook up with Peyton, you can go to the show page on InBedWithDrSue.com, and all the links to her social media and her website will be right there so you can get in touch with her.
Thank you again.
Isn't Peyton the most wonderful woman you've ever met? Seriously, the laugh? Are you kidding me? But now you see what I mean about her being dangerous. She is sugar sweet, but also quite deadly. Don't let that southern charm fool you, boys. Now, if you think you have what it takes to survive Miss Peyton, then of course go to her page on InBedWithDrSue.com, where you'll find all sorts of ways to get into trouble in a really good way. Once again, thank you for listening. I truly appreciate all the tweets and comments you guys have been sending about the Summer of Domination shows. Keep those comments coming, and once again, thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next Summer of Domination show on In Bed with Dr. Sue.